We have, of course, all the animals that constitute nature, but they're again in a more highly developed state of being. There are all the domestic animals that one has loved, but even with them there is the realization of that oneness with man's world and man's kingdom. There is the ability for the animal world to make itself understood and we to understand them. They do not have to convey in words, because it is not necessary or possible, possibly. But the point is that we know what they think, we know what they feel, and they know what we say unto them. They read our thoughts and they are able to understand all that we feel. That, I think, is one of the greatest things of this life, is that being completely and absolutely comprehended, not only by the human race similar to oneself, but to the lesser so-called kingdom of the animal and the birds, the freedom and the beauty.